Tonight, pirates will be visiting Kingston's waterfront, but for a good cause. For one spooky evening, the St. Lawrence II, Kingston's own tall ship, will be transformed into a haunted pirate vessel at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor. Bridget Kai with Brigantine Incorporated sat down with CFRC to tell us about the event.
So basically, it's a family-friendly event. People can show up anytime between 5:30 and 8 o'clock, and it's a free admission tour of our traditionally rigged tall ship that has been transformed into a spooky pirate ship for the night. And so there'll be treats, there'll be some games, and most importantly, there'll be a spooky tour where we'll tell you a little bit about the ship and, of course, about our program that we run when we're not haunted.
That program is the focus of the night's fundraising, a long-running youth sailing initiative operated by Tallship Expeditions Canada.
We're a registered charity under the name of Brigantine Incorporated, and basically we run a summer camp aboard the tall ship St. Lawrence II. It's a 72-foot Brigantine, and so a lot of people like to ask if the sails are real. Yes, they are real, and they bring us everywhere. So we've been to New York City, we've been to Halifax, Charlottetown, Quebec City. We go all over, and this is just an opportunity for people that we sail with, mostly our youth, to learn how to be independent, to be connected with nature, and to get to know the remote communities that we visit.
This year also marks a homecoming for the ship, built right here in Kingston more than 70 years ago.
The ship has been all over the place in the past few years. So it is the first time in 3 years that we're back in Kingston. The ship was actually built in Kingston shipyards 72 years ago. So we're very, very happy to be back. And one of the biggest benefits about being back is we get to connect with a lot of the local youth and the local families. So that's what we're hoping to do this year by being more local.
And while the ship may not truly be haunted, the crew is preparing to get the ship into the Halloween spirit.
I would say nothing that has been confirmed as haunted, no. But you definitely can hear everything at night. It's a pretty small boat. Sometimes you hear some pretty whack conversations from on deck when you're sleeping. So, I mean, that's kind of haunted, I guess.
To join in, visitors can simply head to Portsmouth Olympic Harbor, 53 Yonge Street, between 5:30 and 8 p.m.
So to get involved, you can register under allevents.com. You can find us under our organization name, Tallship Expeditions Canada, and you will find our event. Or you can just show up at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor, no registration in advance required. And that's at 53 Yonge Street, by the water, of course. And that's all you need to show up to the event.
For anyone curious about setting sail beyond Halloween, Bridget says it's easy to get involved. And for many youth, the ship can become like a second home.
So like the first time you join, it's the summer camp. You'll join for maybe a week or two. You have to be 13 to 18 years old. And then if you like it, then you can continue on for an additional 4 summers as a crew member on board. And so there's even paid opportunities with that. And of course, room and board is provided and an opportunity to get to know new people and travel all summer.
The St. Lawrence II spent the last few years voyaging east before returning home to Kingston for this season.
So basically, every 3 years, we try to go out east. So we try to do a bit of like Nova Scotia and stuff like that. So that was scheduled. But then the program was thinking we'd be a bit more ambitious. So we went to Newfoundland and Labrador. So we spent a winter in Nova Scotia so that we could get to Newfoundland easily. And so that was the kind of 2.5 years away from home. And then we came back to Kingston so that we could do the Great Lakes Challenge. And that is a series of festivals that also happens every 3 years. And it's really, really big events hosted by cities all around the Great Lakes. There's boats from Canada, the US, even Europe. So it's a really big deal. And so that's why we decided to come back as well.
Once again, the St. Lawrence II's Night of Haunted Pirate Tours set sail tonight on Friday, October 31st from 5:30 to 8 p.m., with all donations supporting youth access to Kingston's Tall Ship Program. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.